Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, you have returned.
You're listening to the Ghetto Truth Magazine in stereo on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Gonna be hot. Wait a minute. And it's confusing. The inform. This is Madam Gigi. You were listening to Evolve. Well, I got a story. You may hear me say that all the time. I have a story. And this time the story is about after Christianity. We're in part two, and we're going to slide right through. And I just wanted to say, as the story goes about Lucifer, we hear so many stories in the Bible, in Sunday school, Bible study, and all the like. We've heard these stories. The fallen one landed on the earth and was bound, then set free to cause havoc on everyday peoples until Jesus comes. And since I have been here on the earth, the cry has been, come, Lord Jesus, come. But with Jesus being the reason for added suffering, misdirected, humbling, and he is the key to bondage and freedom. But we will get back to that in part three. When people of the Christian faith are in need of prayer, it could be for one reason, for health, because of the strong arm of Monsanto, the monster. Our food is poison, and other major companies poison the water, and they also poison the pills that we take and convince us we need to take them and we won't be sick. But when we take them, we're even sicker, which means we have to pray to Jesus once again. And the truth is, the reason is closer to the FDA. And we have to watch who we put our trust in, folks. So our health is bad. As we breathe bad air every day, we pray to Jesus. And on to, we pray because we need a job or a better job, because we are in this industrial tech state which was created by the system, right? This capitalism, which is just another ism, which keeps us in our own prison. I got a story. While we pray to Jesus, we cannot sustain ourselves. So the system has us praying for a job at the church altar. And folks, this is how we falter. And on three, some pray for a spouse when we may not have learned to live with and within ourselves. And we usually end up with the wrong one or no one because we're chasing just anyone because Apostle Paul said so. okay? And on four, ooh, that biggest whore. We pray for everything from A to Z and everything in between while we're on our knees. So while in part two of part three of the series, After Christianity, it's offensive. Excuse me. It's offensive. It could be offensive to some people because especially right now, we are living in a time where the Bible said that it was going to be so. And we're going to talk about that one a little bit later. So we're going to open up the discussion. We're going to talk a little bit, and we're going to get into deadbeat dads later on because it's a lot of them out there, and I do believe if they had true love, they wouldn't be deadbeat dads, right? Filled with anger on the mother, and I don't know what else, but King Wang will bring you up on that and let you know what's going on with deadbeat dads. We're going to talk about gun control a little bit, just a little bit. Everyone have their own opinion. Is that right, Mr. King? Mr. Wang,
yes,
and Mr.
Is,
Wu, how are you tonight?
I'm all right, and yourself?
I'm good. I'm just going through so much, and that's everybody. This topic has gotten people feeling some kind of way. I'm laughing because I've noticed a few people have dropped out of the group on that their Facebook.
What?
So that's why I brought you in early, because I was supposed to say, is it religion or is it politics? Is it religion using politics or politics using religion? As I sit and watch current events, I just don't know which is which. I hear a lot of big-time politicians are on a new world tyranny mission using the name of God. There's nothing have changed since the people of the old world in Europe came over here to the so-called new world. And it's just been, woo, the beast has come upon us. Mr. Ruth.
Oh, yes, it has. I mean, it is,
ooh,
politics and mixed in with religion. And
speak up a little bit. I don't know if that's me or what. You know, I'm older. I got, you know, a couple of years on you.
Yeah. It's all in between of all that, you know, the politics and the religion and so forth and so forth. It's tough.
And so forth. You know, I dropped some things in the group, and the thing is, when I was on my journey, my story, it didn't start 7 years ago. It started when I first went to Sunday school, right? And they're teaching us, and my father, he really made sure that we read. He made sure in our day that we had Pedia. He made sure that we read the Bible, and I wanted to please my dad. So I read the Bible, and when I would read the Bible, I would see things that didn't quite add up to what the preacher man was talking about. So, as young people do, we question, and me being an obedient child, you know, growing up in the church house and respecting my parents, you know, I kind of went back into that ideology about, you know, Christianity, and when I got older, looking up certain things about it, it blew me away. It was hard to face, and I came around, and I was saying to myself, self, if it was difficult, this difficult for you, could you imagine, you know, other people? I took it hard, Wayne. I took it hard because I was in the church. I was playing the drums, and I was getting people up, jumping, shouting, in the name of Jesus, and whew, Holy Ghost flying all over the place. And whew, and I don't want people to get me wrong. Just the thing, when I say let's take some steps back, we talked about it last week, taking some steps back. Just the thing, church and the creation of church is really not what we think. The church is, as a lot of us know, that the church is in us, is great. And I know that before anything that can happen, it cannot happen outside of us. And that's one of the things that I was learning in my journey 7 years ago. And it was deep because we have always, what, prayed to Jesus Christ. Things happen
very
in
much.
Our lives. And, yeah. You were saying?
Yeah, and this is just what you said, just like as you was growing up, you know, out of respect for the parents, you listened, you read the Bible, went to church, and me as well, same thing, read the Bible, still read the Bible to this day, but as I come with my own conclusions of everything I read and pretty much put my pieces of the puzzle together to make it all make sense on what's reality and what's not, because I have to remind myself as well as I, you know, rewind my kids as well, man-made, you know, everything was pretty much man-made these days, you know, the structures of buildings, from books to pencils, so.
Everything, the words that we're speaking out of our mouth, it's a trip, because we're born, and eventually we're pried away from our mothers, you know, we're pried away from our caregiver, and we're in kindergarten, and we're being indoctrinated, and we're just being programmed with all this stuff, and it seems like there's something is going to come and tap us on the shoulder to direct us in the right way. If it's for us, you know, this is not for everybody. Some people, they're going to just continue doing this and living this, and again, referencing the Matrix, going to keep on continuing life as it is, as they know it, and everything. And what I highly want to express, this broadcast, this three-part series, when people come back and listen to the archives, you know, I personally, I want them to know that you can live outside of the church, okay? You can.
Yeah, you can.
I know many people feel that something will happen to them if they don't go, right, Wayne?
right, yeah. Very true, very true. I run across people pretty much on a daily basis. You know, when I'm passing out my business cards, you know, they flip it over. They acknowledge the God first on the back of my card. So they tend to ask me, do I attend church? So I'll be like, well, it's a spiritual thing for me. I go wherever, you know, I need to go, and he's with me wherever I need to go. No, I don't go to church. I don't attend church. I'm trying to bring church to me. So, yeah, people fear if they can't live without going there. So, It's a lot of that, but people eventually will come to their conclusions in their mind and realize they can. Just live life.
Well, the ones that will, right? The ones that will. So this is for the ones who are seeking, the ones who for years and years already knew something is not right. They feel some kind of way. For walking away from the church, and then, of course, your family, friends, everybody thinks something is wrong with you. But see, that's the biggest point right there. There's nothing wrong with a person who's not going to go to church, because if they, and I'm a slight history buff, you know, I used to be very much into it, but there's people who are history buffs, and they get down there and they get in there. So when I went on my journey, I went and got what I needed for me. So when I crank up this mic, we plant seeds. And the first seed is you have to research the 12 apostles. You have to find out where did they go after Jesus died on the cross. You know, what happened? And that was one of the questions that I asked myself. And I went in search of what happened to these people. And really, they were no different from the ministers and the church leaders today, a bunch of greedy, egotistical bastards. You know what I mean? They want their own. They want to be leaders, and they want followers. They want to be worshipped. So if you are lucky enough to go on that particular journey and look up that particular information, if you can find it, you find that Peter started a church. You know, they went and did these things, and a lot of it is because of misinterpretation. A lot of it is man put these words in the Bible, and a lot of it is poets such as myself, such as yourself, being a rapper, that's poetry. People thousands and thousands of years ago, ideas was taken and placed in the Bible. The principles of Maat taken and placed in the Bible. And there's a good thing there, because if we're going to read something, that's why I wouldn't totally throw it away. I always said that I wouldn't totally throw away the Bible. I'm still in search of some things myself. So if anyone have any questions, press 1. We'll jump off the board and answer whatever you want, because we have stories and we can let you know that you can be comfortable in yourself. You can be comfortable knowing that the Christ they speak of is in you. The God that they speak of is in you. And that's something that I would have fought people over a few years ago. And I did. Mm-hmm. And there's a radio broadcasting proving that I fought over that. And, you know, and I'm glad I am like I am, because when I believe something and I'll fight it to the hilt, but later down the road or whenever, when I come to other conclusions within myself and then it's confirmed, and I have to be truthful, and I'll tell people, I will not be like these pastors who come to the truth, but it's hard for them to say because it's devastating. You know, that's one of the things that I went through, devastation. You sound very well, mister. You sound very well. Radio broadcasting is a trip. You don't know how you're going to sound. You kind of play with your mic. We have these test shows, but mm-hmm. you have to go for what you know, and everything is good today. After Christianity Part 2, Ovasi View and King Wayne 2. We do this every second and the fourth Wednesday of the month, and not necessarily always on After Christianity, but we will always be available for questions. And trust me, I have an answer. Even if it's I don't know, I can direct you to something. As a matter of fact, I was listening to Mocha Masseuse right before our show, and they were talking about the people that live in. But anyway, tune into that one, Mocha Masseuse and Rich Report. And if you don't do anything else, listen to the first 23 minutes of the broadcast, because there's a lot of information coming out. We are in the enlightened stage where everyone is coming to the truth. And one truth is, Christians would say this type of thing, it is of the devil. And we're going to talk about that in about next month. What is the devil? Who is Lucifer? Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. We're going to break that all down. I'm going to go in deep and do some studying. First, I didn't want to, but I need it for myself, because when I first started reading about it, it scared me. And I have to tell you, it's scary. So if you're thinking about, you was brought up in a religion, Christianity, Catholic, Islam, AK, whatever, they're all the same. When you do your research and start looking up who started the Protestants and the Quakers and where it came from, and these names start popping up, and you go back to your memory bank, these names will become familiar with it. Because this one thing about the system, I always tell you, they will tell you the truth. Loaded with a whole bunch of manure, but they will tell you the truth. So while they do put us in this school and in the history, tell you how the West was won. You know, they pretty much tell you we took this land, we stole it, and we moved a lot of people out the way so we can become powerful and do what we're going to do and forget about you. Yep. And one way that they do that is Christianity, the tool that has brought us into slavery. It played a major role as the takeover of nations. They started very early. It didn't start just 200 years ago. We talk about the Revolution War and we think it happened then. We have to go back a couple of thousands, and even then, if you really want to get into the metaphysical, and we're going to touch on that in Part 3. because I mentioned about the love of Christ, and I mentioned about being hurtful, you know, growing up in a church. For me, you know, it was good when I was in it, and it was strange because I'm going through, as everyone does, life situations. And if you read in the scriptures, and they'll tell you, there's nothing different that's happening to you that hasn't happened to anyone else. So basically get over. And it came to me today. I wanted to, when you're going through these trials and tribulations, they give you this scripture. There's nothing that God will put on you greater than you can bear. And I have gone through, like you, Mr. Ruth, because you're raising children. It can be tough because you're trying to provide for them. You want your children to have everything they need and want. Okay?
Yeah.
We want to cross borders, not necessarily the needs. We want to have abundance. And that's one of the things that Jesus Christ talked about in the Bible, having things abundantly. But I don't believe that we can have them abundantly when we bound ourselves up. What do you think?
Yeah, you're very true to that statement because, like you say, I'm dealing with kids, and I'm most definitely going out of my way to provide and give them everything they need and also everything that I didn't get when I was a kid. So I'm in spending it that way and making sure they obtain them things as well. So as me being a single father, hey, I got to go. I got to get it. I got to make sure they have it. That's
make
just
sure
the way it goes when
it.
You become a parent. Yeah, when you become a parent, it's just the way it goes, the way it should be. You know, like it's pretty much says, it says basically, you know, strictly in the book, take care of these kids, you know, father these kids. How many fathers are actually fathers?
And you know what? That basically should be something that's natural. You drop the seed, that's your child. Naturally, you should take care of your child. But as things as it is, it doesn't happen. It's a shame that we have to lecture fathers. I guess we're going to slide in here. We're going to dip in out of all of them. Gun control. Slavery, politics, religion, ticks, as I like to call it, and, you know, deadbeat dads. Oh, my God. That's in my heart.
Yeah.
Deadbeat dads. And they want to show up for Father's Day. That's the funny part right there, too.
Yeah. When you should be a father every day out the year, 365, because I know I am. So I tell my thing is you can financially be there for a child, but that doesn't actually help that child with his self-esteem, his character or her character. It doesn't help. You have to be there physically, you know, and, you know, because as you being a female or a male figure to your child, he or she, they're catching on to the things that you carry along with yourself, you know, and they adapt to it. So they say, oh, I see how my mom holds herself as a woman. I see how my dad holds himself as a man. Hey, I know to be just like that or better. And it's just that simple.
You would hope
so. Yeah. Hope so. You, like you say, you hoping for the best and, you know, trying to forget about the worst.
And you know what else gives me a super headache is when I hear not just dad, but you know what I hear, maybe because they're around them, the children more, the mothers just cursing at the children and they raising a little man and they UMF and this and that. And I just saw it last week and I said I'm going to mention that one when we broadcast Wednesday. It was difficult for me to watch. I was sitting in my car and the lady leaned over to her son and shaking his finger and cussing him out. And I'm thinking, and you wonder why that same young man might grow up and don't care for women that much, want to beat her butt, you know. You have to learn how to respect a woman when, you know, their own mother don't even respect them as a human being. And it's too much of that going around as well. Thing is off tilt. And the only thing that's going to bring this back on tilt is love. But we have to regurgitate. We have to get everything out in the open in order for us to live here in this realm here, this capitalistic being. We should not be struggling like this. We should be living on top of the world. But we have to change our mind, that renewing of the mind. I think we touched on that a little bit last week. And we need this, especially as a people, as melanated people, and just as the human race. We need this. We need this love to come around, and we have to regurgitate things that's not good for us. And I will hold fast to this, I promise, because slavery is a part, it's a tool, and it came here by evil people wanting to control. So this nation that we have, and then it seemed like, who knows what is real in our reality? They gave us the story in school about Christopher Columbus, you know, and now that we're older, it's like we don't know what to believe. You know, we go from one spectrum, Adam and Eve, all the way to aliens. What do we believe? So this is like a learning stage right here on Ovasi Views. You know, I speak about what I've learned and what I have gone through and all the like, and we would like people to share their experiences as well. If you go through this, drop us a line, you know, send us an email at theghettotruthmagazine@hotmail.com. And people are reacting in ways. There's like a distance. When you start talking about the church, they're going to get you. You know, I had a friend, you know, when I began this journey and I was learning certain things and, you know, about the Pope and what these cats are all about. And you know, when you put it out there, it's hard for people to receive it. They don't want you to take that away from them. And we're not taking it away. We're just going to, like, allow you to breathe a little bit easier when you understand and understand and overstand most definitely about the system of how religion came to be, how it's set up. And it's hard to break away because now we're stuck in it. We're bound by it. So as the politic part of it moves forth, we don't have anything to fight with. We don't. You know, I just recently heard about this young man named Darren, and he was a young man in St. Louis, and he was a part of that movement, Black Lives Matter. And I don't know anything about him, but people like him and all across the across this nation, we are getting murdered because of our beliefs, because we're too scared to move forward. And as I said, I was on the mic speaking of Jesus Christ, and I would die for Jesus Christ. But now today, I'm more freer today because I know that I am the Christ. And one day you will see that too. Some people will hear what I just said and like, what? I'm the Christ. And, you know, they may want to throw stones at me. But really, we, you know, I do believe we're just in this physical body. We're walking around here and trying to do the best that we can. And as we get older, these aches and pains, and they are a-coming. But one thing for sure, that soul never dies. And that's one of the things that Jesus Christ was trying to explain to the people. But when you know what you're working with, you really can't put it out there like that. You know, when I was studying the Bible, And I was wondering, why all these parables? Why all these stories? And it was a trip for me. And I was wondering, why won't they be playing? Why won't they just say it? But see, that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of the journey. That's the beauty of coming to the awakening. That's the beauty of being in the dark and coming to the light, and vice versa, because you can't have one without the other, the yin and the yang. You need both of it, right? So it all comes together in the end. We're going to take a little break right now, and we're going to hit you with Bob Marley, Running Away. Body surfing, it was groovy, Wayne. I'm telling you, I was in the ocean, it was good, but they poison everything. The beast, the mark of the beast, they poison everything. Mama Earth destroying it, you know, and now they want, you know, I don't know what's going on. It's falling apart. Gun
I'm
control.
Not a big fan of beach water.
Say what?
I ain't a big fan with that beach water. Bossy.
Okay, so you'll fall under Black Men Don't Swim. Okay.
Yeah.
No, honey. This girl, I was swimming in the ocean and at big parties, and I could hear a lot of people, "Ooh, look at her." I was riding them waves. I was on the chocolate drop in there. But I didn't care. I like to tackle things. I like to tackle the difficult things. And this is one of them, living after Christianity when you're in the church. And I'm going to tell people, when you listen to this and it seems like I'm rambling and I'm, you know, I'm not, all you have to do is ask me what you want to ask me and I have an answer for you. Trust me. And I tell you, it's more than what you're going to get from your pastor, your minister, and any of that. Trust that. I went to my pastor, boy, their eyes went big. their eyes went big like lollipops. When I brought some questions to them, they didn't answer it. They kept it going. They distanced me. And the last church that I went to, they see that I have been writing some things, and someone contacted me from that church I haven't heard from in a long time. And they felt like they wanted to talk to me, and they felt like that was the one to come to me, because we was close when I went to that church. But the thing is, whew, y'all know y'all lying, so stop it. And being on this side is much more better. You can socialize, right? If you want to show up at some building and eat some cake and some fried chicken, go ahead. Spend time with family. Do that, you know. Do all of that. But all this process living, I couldn't do it anymore. You know, you look at the calendar and you can see how your life is going around. Okay, back to gun control. Don't take my weapon. I refuse. You're not getting my weapon. No, my weapon is in my home, and I use it for such as that. These crazy people that get these guns and they go off and shoot people, and the media, which run by the system, the small elitist Jews who own everything all around the world, as the story goes, they control this stuff. I'm going to keep saying it. They control everything.
Yeah.
And when your eye open and you see they control everything, and then you learn how to live through this system, right? If you go back and watch the movie of The Matrix, and you said, okay, they know all of this. They know it's a program. Okay, then what do you do every day? You know, you're telling me I can't watch sports, I shouldn't go to church, and I shouldn't do this, and we're not telling you that you shouldn't do those things. We're saying those things didn't work for us. That's what we're saying. And what's not working for me is taking my weapon. That's not working for me at all. And it's terrible because I read a lot of things, not in the newspaper that we get, comes to your house and you read it. No, I don't have time for things like that. But I read other publications and other things that I read, so I get more in the know of what's going on. And the thing is, when you watch movies, they don't want to cause a panic. Pretty much that's it. Can you imagine if the whole world woke up, 8 million people or more, whatever, woke up and realized they've been hoodwinked? It would be a catastrophe. So some of you people stay asleep. That's fine with me, right? I'm not even asking for everybody wake up, not even that, because catastrophe. But while they are limiting the food supply, and while they are buying up the water, you know, they've been doing this for years, and, you know, and they do these things in test countries, right? So they're buying up the water, and who knows what's going to happen in the future. So I am pro live this day, seize the day, and live this moment, because on the next second, no one knows. And I want to put out there, because it comes to me, so I have to put out there, these things that they put in the Bible, you know, we look at them as prophecy. So I want our listeners to just kind of take a look at this. When you have these men over 2,000 years ago, right, and they create this book, because some books they put in papers, you know, literature, they put in and they took out. They didn't know which ones they wanted to put in there, so they came with, you know, I don't know, 66 and whatever. I used to know how many books of the Bible was. I don't know today. So you have all this stuff in this book, and we're supposed to live by this, and we've kind of gotten off track a little bit. You know, and it's sad when we have to be told how to live. That's sad. And then we are told, well, it's prophecy. And I have to apologize to people that I know, because I spoke those stupid words to them as well. I had a friend call me, and I forget what he told me. And you know what? And I told him, well, you know, that's prophecy. It was about some wars, right? We're supposed to be ending the war. Obama came in, supposed to end it, and he promised. And, you know, he's keeping people prisoner. He said he's going to close it out. But, you know, the president do not have power like that. And many people know it, but they don't want to accept it. I see it on Facebook. There's many people, they're wondering whether they should vote or not. And this is just, oh, my God. If you just walk away, your life will be better. I promise.
You put more strain on yourself. Put more strain on yourself worried about something that's totally pretty much out of your control or your power. I don't know if you've seen a clipping of Trump, him telling everybody to go vote on the 28th of November. I don't know if you've seen that or how realistic it is.
No, I limit myself very much. When it comes to things like that, I just saw something about he's touching women's crotches. You know, I saw it, you know, float across Facebook, but I didn't go look at it because it's not important to me, right? Things like that, and that's cluttering. You know, in the first part one, I told you our mind is a computer, and it can only store so much data. So if you're the operator of your computer and you don't want to come across any error, what you're going to have to do is be careful what you input into your computer, and that's what I do. So stuff like that, I limit it. If I do open it up so I can talk about it, and it doesn't matter because I write it down in a book and then I'll forget the book. I won't know where the book is. But and because I don't know where the book is, you're listening to this broadcast, go to Facebook, go to the Ghetto Truth group, and you will read about slavery. You'll read about these papal papers and the Catholic Church, nay, ordain slavery, and this is where we are, right? But where we are right now is wake up. Not for real.
Yeah, so many times I wake up.
I'm not even about telling people to wake up. I'm about, yo, man, I'm chilling, you know, I'm living my life like you. You have your children, you wake up, you're on somewhat of a schedule, and I saw you out and about with them at the, I don't know where you were, but it was like a Chuck E. Cheese-ish kind of a thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But these are the things that we should do, things like that, and worrying about who's the president, because any president that was president haven't done anything for us. And if you want to look at a bigger conspiracy kind of a thing, they're going to round us all up, put us in cages and whatnot. And I heard a rumor that all the rich elite people, they're getting rid of everybody, and all they really want is just 2,000 slaves for themselves. Rumor has it. That's
right.
A rumor several years ago, you know, as they're just what. Because when I was looking up what's poisoning the food and whatever, I'm like, wow, they're really trying to kill us. You know, we can't breathe, we can't eat, we can't drink water, and it's just, somebody's trying to kill us, so you know who is that?
I'm down just about food and a whole bunch of peanuts, cashews, and almonds and stuff like that now, and suddenly really eat meat. Like you say, you don't know what's in the food these days. I stay away from these fast food restaurants.
My goodness, yes, it's just, I don't know. And then I have to take it down a notch because I don't want to mess up my vibration. Because right now I'm beating pretty good. I've released some things out into the atmosphere. And in the last couple of days, you know, I'm still winding down from this cold. I didn't take anything. Don't get me. Don't get me, Wayne. Because Daddy Wayne kept telling me, you take this particular product, right? And I was going to take it. But I really wanted my body to heal thyself, and it did. You may hear a little bit in my voice a little bit, but all that other thing, it's coming out. And this is the purge. This is the coming out. This is the coming of truth stage for all of us. Just come with it. Accept it, know it, and live your life. Just live it. You know, I've gone through catastrophes with and without Jesus, and I have survived. So that's letting me know which is greater. If you can do the same thing without, that's letting me know I had it in me all the time. We were supposed to have a show about that, The Wizard of Oz and Dorothy, and
right.
She's searching for something, and come to find out, she had it with her all the time, all along. And that's with all of us. We know this. We just can't remember. Many people who would come into my path, they would tell me, you don't remember, you don't remember. And I would look at them like, you are crazy. You know, something came to my mind, but I can't mention it right now. I'm going to save it for next week on the part three, the enlightened part, the things that you can't remember. The good part of the so-called Jesus Christ. And again, I want to tell you my version of Jesus Christ is there was a character, he was a prophet, and these evil people decided to make everyone stray away and look at this Jesus without even looking at the real truth. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. And I'm not trying to start a cult or anything, but I can tell you when you follow the seeds of truth, don't doubt it. Don't be scared of it because you don't want to be different from your family and your friends. Really, you're going to be that much better because when you start looking at other people, you're looking at them and it's like you're watching a movie, but you don't have to judge them. You don't have to say, oh my God, you're celebrating Christmas and you're doing this. And I was doing that. And I didn't really understand paganism, of which I want to understand that more. I don't really know about that. I know what the Christians told me it was. I know that they told me that don't be like the pagans. But yet, a lot of things of Christianity is paganism. So, Wayne,
yes,
I was about to kick up, you know, because I never know when your motor gets going.
Well, yeah, it will. I was currently sitting here reading about the gun control and a little article about it, how so many people possess so many guns. It's over 270 million people that pretty much possess, you know, firearms, a citizen, and over 897,000 carried by police officers. So, I mean, it's a trip, ain't it?
But the thing is, we don't got no guns, officer.
I went into a slight depression because
I was looking up people who have been killed by the police. And it's massive. And it's been
at will.
Say what?
Like you said, it's massive, and they're killing at will.
They're killing at will, Gigi and Wayne and everybody. That's what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
this one guy, he had a Bible in his hand. I wish I had my notes, but if you look it up, you'll find it. He had a Bible in his hand. Another person had a cell phone. Another person, he was just pulling up his pants. But see, this is where any excuse will not do. It will not do. And we can't look at, oh, police this, because they're going to keep doing it. Oh, my God, it happened again. Yes, it happened again. Because you keep following their sick-ass formula, so it's going to happen again and again and again. And oh my God, We have some people because these thoughts. I'm like this. I'm a Pisces, so all your listeners, you're gonna have to forgive me. This is how I roll. This is how I operate. You know, sometimes I'll come with it and I'll read it all, but sometimes it'll come to my mind. I have to put it out there so people came to my mind, which is the first thought.
Right.
The first thought. Of After Christianity Part 2 here on Ovasi View. And you can check out the website as well. When I put myself down, I'll write something and I put it over there. And, whoo, people again, what are you doing? People don't want to hear the truth. And it's, well, I've always wanted to hear the truth. Always.
That's
what's wrong with me today. Wayne, I've always wanted to hear the truth. I never liked people lying. If you was a liar, I was done with you. You know, just couldn't abide by it. And when I came out of the church, came out of Christianity, that's why it hit me so hard, because the lies, you know, and the lies of made-up situations to so the system could take away your gun, the lies that fathers tell themselves so they don't have to take care of their children, you know, the lies of politics, the lies of religion. This whole world is bound by lies. Wayne?
Yeah.
Bound by
right
lies.
Right on the nail. Right on the nail. And it's up to you to get out here and pretty much seek the truth if you're looking for the truth. If you want to stay in that, you know, that black widow web that she didn't spun or he didn't spun out there, and hey, you can stay in it, in that sticky situation. I want to be set free. I want to be like these birds. They go anywhere they want to, whatever the seasons say. It's okay for you to move now, and they go fly. So I prefer to be, like you say, I want the truth. I can know how to deal with the truth. Anybody, you know, nature should want the truth. Because then you know how to go through this door. Like when you're going through a job interview, you know you're going through a job interview. You know you're getting yourself prepared to go walk through this door, prepping yourself. Hey, this is what I need to say. This is what I need. This is what I know is going to be asked of me when I go through this interview. True question.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared.
And you have to be that smart thinker, that critical thinker, fast on your feet.
Fast on your toes.
Fast on your toes and stop living in woes. Yeah.
I was told coming up when I was younger, you know, from older people that pretty much mentored me coming up, they always told me, you never forget the truth, but you always forget a lie. And it's true.
Hmm.
You'll forget a lie before you forget the truth. That's just the way it goes.
I don't know. Let me see. I don't know if the melanate on that one right there. Say that one more time. Smack it in my dome. Say it one more time.
You will never forget the truth, but a lie, you'll forget the lie that you told, in other words. If I sit here and tell you a lie, and I'm just blowing smoke just to make myself sound good, you come back a week later and be like, hey, remember this and remember that? And you'd be like, I don't remember telling you that. Yeah, because it was just a bunch of baloney anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the truth, you remember the truth. It's like in stone. It's in writing.
I get you. Yeah. But then you have some people who are psychotic. They'll lie. They dress up that lie, honey. They could come back with it and have cover stories and backstories and everything in between. And Christianity, that was it for me. They got stories. You have the story of how we got here. They only telling you that Adam and Eve had two sons, but yet more, you know, people came, right? But, you know, everything's not written down like that. You have to be logical. You have to be critical.
Mm-hmm.
You have to question.
Yep.
Stop accepting everything. You know, even if it's hard. You know, you work hard for something. You work hard for something. That's the key word, hard.
Yeah.
And it's hard to hear the truth. But ultimately, for one moment, be like some good butter and just melt.
Right.
You know, just melt with it. And even if you have to breathe it out, go back in within yourself, because when you hear it, you're going to know, oh, my goodness, this is what I've been wanting to hear for a while, but no one is saying it out loud. They don't want to tell you out loud. And that's something you're not going to we're not shy on that one right there. I'm not scared to say there is no Jesus Christ coming to save you, you know. And at this point in time, I was listening to this gospel song, and I was going to play it in the opening. But for some reason, I don't know what I did, because, as I said, I started listening to this other show. And when you listen to these Christian songs, and I'm on YouTube, and your hands up in the air, and I saw myself. I was one of those people who was doing that, and just under this spell, under this control. And now that I'm free as that bird that you talked about, Wayne, I'm free.
Oh, yeah.
Free indeed. Is everything easy for me? No. Everything that happened 5 years ago, you know, the same. You know, things that occur in your life, the good and the bad, and how do you deal with it? What decisions are you going to make to slide through the difficulties of life? You know, I was going to do a lyric book, Ghetto Gospel's Diary, 30 Days to Faith, and I talked about how Jesus Christ saved my life, and how I gave so much credit to this character, and I must retract. I can't do that today. We have to know who this character is. Some we may not know, but for me, I'm comfortable with it. I'm comfortable when I wake up in this realm, in this life, as we know it, as this reality. I'm comfortable knowing there's no Jesus Christ coming. The time I heard it out loud, it shook me, but I can say it out loud, and I say it as often as I can in front of certain people, and it's very few. I would never tell a bunch of Christians, Jesus Christ is not coming, because Jesus Christ is their crutch. And if it's working for you, that's fine. Again, the only thing I ask is, please don't try to come save me from some burning building, because trust me, I have a fire extinguisher that you can't see up in here. My, you know, that's one of the things they used to say, you know, I'm going to save you. Paul has sent many Christians out into the field bugging people to death about their own personal beliefs. And that's what I believe. Your faith is your own personal belief. You shouldn't be knocking on people's doors, sharing your personal beliefs. I'm anti that today. I've always been anti that. Even when I was a Christian, right? I did not bombard people with it. I was living my life like I'm doing today. You know, I wasn't knocking on people's doors. Come here, let me share this with you. Carrying a big Bible so you can be what, like a big Christian or something? I don't know. I didn't do that when I was a Christian. So these folks that's, you know, want to save you, and trust me, you can't save me because you can't even save yourself, right?
Exactly.
You can't even save yourself.
Exactly.
You're looking
like the topic we talked about last time when you was the first part of Christianity and whatnot, when you pretty much was stating pretty much that same little topic about, you know, you going to church and you know, they're standing on the platform and make it seem like life is for them. It's so wonderful and everything is so perfect and do this, do that. And in reality of it, their life is a mess. Some doors closed to that church house. And it's like a big old show.
Before the door closed, before they get to their seat.
And I can't believe I told all these lies in church, huh?
Man.
I dance around too and lose my mind.
You know what's a trick? In Christianity, they tell you to stay away from the unseen. I'm running to it. You know, they tell you don't watch, in my day, don't watch Bewitched. And I wrote about that on the blog.
Yeah.
Don't watch these programs.
Yeah.
Don't watch Charmed. You know, I was still in the church, so I was watching Charmed, and I stopped watching Charmed. And now I'm watching the originals. I watch programs where I know I'm going to learn something. And this didn't trip me out, but it confirmed. They was having a meeting, and the vampires and whatnot, and they went to the church.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab that scene, and it kind of tripped me out. The church was the place to go. If they was going to tell some lies, if they was going to do whatever, the church was the place to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it.
And forgetting the secret
Charms was one of my good little shows I watched. I was all into that stuff, and I still am. I just currently don't watch TV at this present time. I'm just, you know,
you too busy. You don't have time for that.
Yeah.
No. Me neither. I don't watch TV. You know, just some programs. That program, you get it. Now, here's a TV commercial interrupting your weekly program, and with that, subliminal messages. And with that, right now, currently, they have a commercial out. It's Apple Watch. Power, Lord. I grew up on that, Wayne. Power, Lord. When you learn who is the Lord, boy, I'm telling you, you probably will be thanking Madam Gigi and King Wayne for having this type of dialogue, because we could be comfortable with it. Power in self. Don't be scared of it. We do have that power.
Power in self. And very, very much right, because everybody can, you can be a God. If you choose to want to be like God, as it say, right, in the book. You can't be perfect, but you can get close to it or whatnot. The power within. And it's just that simple.
Just This is the thing. We talked about it briefly last week. Christianity have us living this life to be perfect, right? To be perfect like Jesus. And they cranked out this song, Living Like 99 and a Half Won't Do. There's things that are wrong with us, truly, because we were born into this system. And after that, a lot of programs and stuff started infiltrating our mind, which caused us to forget who we were in greater times, in other dimensions. Right here, this is, free spirit, do what you want. You know, if you're that type of person who don't have that kind soul and go and kill people and do whatever that you want to, being perfect. I think that's, here's my, Avasi view. I think that's another bondage thing, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to live to be perfect, that's too hard. It's like a checklist. How about wake up, breathe, you know, enjoy the wonderful nature of it all. Step outside, go for a walk, do some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with yourself and connect with other life forces. That perfect thing right there. That word is scaring me, Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
being
nobody's
perfect.
Perfect.
Think about that. Being perfect. No one can be that.
No,
no one can do that.
No.
I say.
No. And not to throw it off hand, but just as the laws that was passed as far as same-sex marriage, like, that was just my turning point of dealing with the religion like that. Like, dude, like, they stated in the Bible, man for woman, woman for man. So how did that possibly get passed? Like, it shows you the mentality of the world that we're in this present time. Like, it says that strictly in the Bible, man for woman, woman for man. So you're telling me y'all passed this law, the same-sex marriage? And it went through.
Well, there are a lot of things that are camouflages and have our mind on things. That's another thing that do not matter. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
The system will use anything, and it doesn't matter at all. If you have two souls who love each other and they're together, it doesn't matter. If you have a man and a woman together, they love each other, that's fine. You have two guys together, they love each other, love, that's fine. You have two women together, they love each other, that's fine. We are spiritual beings. I didn't think that we would come to this particular topic so early on the Vasi View, but since you brought it up, that we're going to throw it on the list. And we're going to go in depth in it even the more. But I want to say, you love who you love. And we're not going to cover that one right now. But me, when I tell you this, even that young King Wayne is not what you think it is. And we're going to get it. That matter of fact, we're going to move ahead maybe. I have a list of things. We're supposed to talk about racism. I think that's beat up to death. Because we know it's a created
mm-hmm.
thing. All things created. If we realize that we were supposed to multiply so they could have more slaves. You know, we're spiritual beings. In my opinion, I don't think we were supposed to have sex and procreate and all of that when you're a spiritual being. When you're a spiritual being, when you are at a high vibration, you're really not into sex like that, you know. But that's another topic on another day. And I'm going to go back and listen to this show so I can pick up what I said so I can write down notes so we can cover it more in depth. And as I did with part one of After Christianity, I want to remind our listeners to go to the group. I dropped many a thing in there about how Christianity, the whole concept, came to be. It's a trip, yo, because if you're going to take something from somebody, don't you sometimes got to give them something else, even though it's not the same caliber, you know. They gave us their ideas and their beliefs and their bullshit while we're sitting here trying to be humble and not doubting Jesus and, you know, living this type of life because we're too scared to buck the system because we're trying to get into heaven. And then if you don't even know what heaven is,
you ain't died and came back yet, huh? I ain't met nobody yet that died and went to heaven and came back and said, hey, man, when y'all die, it's going to be great. So,
yeah,
just saying.
If you know, and I'm going to stand on to our listeners, no one knows, no one. And the people that they quote, oh, my God, Aristotle, you know, people, these philosophers, these Greek Roman philosophers who didn't know shit, you think they're smarter than you? I think not. I think not. So, again, that book is okay for just a little bit. I promise. It's a reference book. I'm not going to be using it all like that. I'm not. I read a lot of it. Sometimes I go back to it so I could tell a person that scripture there, like this scripture here in Exodus 21:1-11 that's talking about, what is it? For many centuries, slavery was perfectly acceptable to Christians. Christians had no doubt that it was divinely sanctioned. They're telling you that God ordained slavery, okay? And then you have this character, Jesus Christ, and then you have people say, well, he didn't speak against Christianity, right? But who is that person? Everyone's basing their whole life on someone who they don't know really existed or not. We don't know. We don't know anything. Now,
wasn't
do
there,
we,
right?
What do we know? But I can tell you, I got to this point to where there's no Jesus Christ coming out of the sky. And if that was to be, I would be kind of pissed because I would think that you're about 10 years late. You feel me? About 10 years or so late to come and oh, come, Lord Jesus, and make all of this better for us. So those that's supposed to go to heaven, and the ones that's supposed to go to hell, you know. But it's not happening like that. And who knows how it's going to happen? All I do know, there is some unseen thing that we don't know anything about. You have to go look up the illuminated ones, the enlightened ones, and all of that, and go deep. And when you come back out of it, you realize that we are greater than they told us that we were. When we was born, what they tell us, we're slaves, or we're born, and they're telling us that we're sinful, we're bad. You know, we have something else, this system telling us, you are bad. How did I get bad? That's one of the things that I couldn't understand about Adam and Eve. I was like, Adam did it. It wasn't me. Like he said, Eve did it. It wasn't me. And that particular story is a lot of different stories. Adam, if you look at it scientifically, rumor has it, or truth be told, you decide. Adam is the atom, like the atom in the sky, atom, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
The 12 tribes, the Hebrew tribes, scientifically speaking, truth be told, or rumor has it, the stars in the sky, you know? Moses, I'm moving fast forward here. Wasn't a real person. No one can find the bones. Made up story. You know, these were great stories in the Bible. You look up the Borgia family. They ruled very harshly. And a lot of things that we read about in the Bible, all those dreadful things, that's about their family, you know. These people had control of this book, and they put what they want in this book. And I, for one, shall not be bound by some book that some people wrote. I can't do it. I won't do it. I am free indeed in mind and in spirit and my soul. Woo! I used to say, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves me. my soul loved me enough to accept the truth as it is, as I see it, and as it works for me. It may not work for you. Okay, Wayne, it may not work for you. The things that I know, and we have not even uncovered nothing. I know it seemed like rambling, but trust me, there's a story in it. You keep coming back every Tuesday and fourth Wednesday on the Ghetto Truth Magazine. We're going to keep talking about it. It's going to pop up. We're going to bring forth issues that come to us in the news that they give us. We're not going to get all deep into it because it strays you away from being in a higher vibration, which is bringing us to next. I'm trying to throw a lot of things out here right now because we've been lost. And who wants to be a lost sheep? The Bible refers to us as sheep. Do you know what a sheep is and what a sheep does? I don't want to be a sheep. You know, Wayne, you know what a sheep follows? Just, you know, no mind of your own. You're just lost little sheep.
Yeah, wherever they go, just travel about, you know, and just follow whatever in the pack, just moving about. And if one get lost, guess what? That one's going to get eaten. That one's going to get eaten, guaranteed. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Even in the Bible, Jesus Christ calls the church a whore. You have prostituted yourself. Christianity, you have prostituted yourself. You know, think about that. People in our culture, so-called black people, right? That's another topic, another show, another group. But they go to church, jump and shout, all this charismatic things, and that is all they do. Their mind is locked. Leave them alone. That's all they're going to do. People who are looking for something else, to be real, I would have to say follow your own truth. Follow the truth that is in you, because I just saw today a lot of things that people are mimicking. They're saying your higher self and you are energy. They're getting that from the mouth of another man. And I have said that myself, that we're energy, we're a life force. And that's a truth that I'm going to pick up for myself because it's working for me. It really does. Because the other thing didn't work for me because people are not following that book they love so much like they should. And for me, who have walked away from Christianity, I follow that book more than Christians do. Booyah! Did you hear that one?
Oh, yeah.
I don't
heard
go to
that.
Church.
Did
I don't
hear
pray
that?
To God. I don't follow that book more than anybody do. For real. It's already instilled in me, the red part of it, not the bullshit part of it. I can't do it. I can't. I got 56 wonderful years, and the next whenever, I told you last week I did pick one, or maybe that was my brother. I told him, I said, I want to live to be 75, and that'll be it. Did I tell you that too?
Well, no, you're looking at about 100. Come on now.
Come on, you want me to do that
100? We want to see the triple numbers. That's what I'm going for. I need that 100.
100. Ooh,
I need
maybe.
That 100. I need it. It's possible. You know,
might too. Let's put it out there in the atmosphere because you know what? People like me, people like you, and boy, let us all live to be 100 plus, because the next generation coming up, I'm telling you.
They need us.
9 minutes left.
They need us. They need us. So
mm-hmm.
They definitely need us. The generation now and the ones that's coming in the future, they need us. So we have to pretty much, you know, be here to take care of ourselves so we can at least get there to see that age.
I had someone on Facebook was making comments about that guy named Darren. He was murdered, and it's, I didn't know until a few days ago, and I've been going through something because I knew they killed him. The system, when you start speaking truth and you have people following you and listening to what you're talking about, shortly thereafter, you're not going to live that long. And then you have money-grubbing people. You give them a low-ball amount. They don't care. They'll shoot you. They'll shoot you for, what, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, you know, depends. They don't care. Some people, they feel your life is not worth the plug nickel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he was shot and put in a car and burnt up, and that is so devastating. And my heart goes out to anybody who knew him personally, because if it affected me way over here on the West Coast, I am sure it's devastating to other people. I'm sure. That's a hard one, you know, to go out like that. And I saw some people, they made a post, and they said that they was going to vote in Darren's honor. Sorry, I had to take some water on that one. I might do it again. There you go. We're going to take a break. Okay, I don't know Darren. I don't know anything about him, but I'm going to tell you about this voting thing. The shit don't work. Okay, you're deciding, whether I should vote for Trump or Hillary. My opinion, don't vote. My opinion, work in your community. Make things different there at the lower level. Many people have said that, you go on YouTube, so many people saying this, so do it. Be the doer of your life, okay, and watch and see things change. The universe is not going to change things for you while you're sitting down on your lazy butts and you're not doing anything. Everything is going to stay exactly the way that it is. The people that are in power will stay in power because it's working for them. So why should it change? Why should you round up the few people, whatever, and go marching in the streets? Personally, Ovasi View, that ain't me. I'm not doing it. You're setting yourself up for failure, okay? Madam Gigi came in left. That's a good one. After Christianity Part 2, you have been listening to Ovasi View and King Wayne 2. 6 minutes, nephew, please tell people why you are king. Some people call themselves kings and queens, but you have a reason for that. Tell it to the world, King Wayne.
Very, very good reasons on why I am king. First of all, I'm a leader. I use my own good judgment to make very good decisions, leading them into success. I'm a king because I make good king decisions. Let me say that one more time. And it's all about life. It's really about making good decisions, not being influenced, leading, teaching, you know, passing up all the good wisdom that you obtain along your life to make you king. I am king.
Siren going off on that one.
Right. And I'm a father.
That's the king. The king has spoken.
That's it. And I'm not done being king. That's a lot of people. I'm here for a long time. Get used to me. Please get used to me.
Your children look so happy.
That is the plan.
I saw the video, and they look so happy. And it's something about the men being with their children, and it's a good thing, and not in a punk aspect.
No,
I see,
this is real life.
I see some men, they're with their children, and they're like little bitches.
No.
They are. They're like, the housewife. And I'm like, what's wrong with you, dude? But anyway, that's another topic, another show. That's something all the way out of there. Okay, this is Madam Gigi. You can find me and King Wayne on social media networking. We're on Facebook. Me, not so much. Him, not so much, because he have children to take care of. He have minds, little wonderful minds that he have to make sure that the proper things get in that little computer, you know? So yes, with all these false chips want to come and contaminate, he say, hell no, not with my children.
Nope, not mine. Not mine.
Mm-hmm. And for all you deadbeat dads out there, because, yeah, we have deadbeat dads listen to our show as well. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the example. That's the bar. So the bar is set. Take one day at a time, and trust me, you can recover from the deadbeat dad syndrome. Yeah.
Yes, you
can. It can happen. Look into those little soul eyes, and you will see that you have to stop being a slime ball, right?
Right.
Right. And we're going to throw some mothers, too. They act like, woo, they don't want the children to see the daddy. Come on now. You know who I'm talking to. You stop doing that. Stop, you don't let the children see the parent. That's so wrong on every level. Since they're here, you know, and the other parent wants to see them, you know, stop being acting like that, you know. Let them see it. I know you're listening. I can see you.
It's a one-way street for certain people.
Yeah.
That ain't the way the road works.
Yeah, it's about feelings and emotions and your hurt. And it's not even about doing what's best for the child. You're hurt, you're emotional, you're angry, you're attacking. Same thing with Christianity. I came out, I was hurt, I was angry, I was attacking. I'm grateful that I've learned not to be, again, I kind of laugh at it a little bit. And I'm grateful that I'm not in it, very grateful. And some people say, I was listening to this one show a couple years ago, and this young lady, she's in Arizona, and she had a show, it was after Christianity. And I kept trying to be on her show, but she was refusing to let me speak. And I told her a few of my stories of what I have gone through with the pastors, and I gave them information about what I found, and they never responded back to me. And she was telling me what her God was. And when she first said it to me, I'm still not signing up with that. She said her God is her mother. I'm saying, and then some people say woman is God, and
yes,
I don't really think it's all like that. Because if the woman was God, we wouldn't have this world like it is right now. So that's, that don't even fall on the truth be told. That's like a rumor, a theory.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it. I can't sign up with that one. I can't. But what I will sign up for is, our reality is what we make it.
Right.
I can't say nothing more, nothing less. Our reality is what we make it. If we think we're going to die and go to heaven, you're going to die and go to heaven. You're going to die and go to hell. If you think you have to act right so you won't go to hell, and then do that and be that. Me, I wake up, water the plants, and just, I meditate, I think about what I'm going to do for that day, other people, I'm connected, if I call you, that means you came to my mind, I'm going to give you a call, we're going to conversate for a little bit, and just continue being that wonderful connection, guiding and gliding through this universe that we have, the system trying to make it so bad and so awful. It doesn't have to be. And as you keep peeling back layer by layer by layer in Christianity, religion, it's more religion than Christianity. I say Christianity because that's the religion that I grew up on, all right? So I know a lot about it. I know much about it. And I know so much about it to where I walked away. So for all of our people who've been listening, we appreciate you, the chat room. Thank you for hanging out and listening to what we got going on here in part three. Send your questions to the Ghetto Truth Magazine at hotmail.com, and we're going to start with your questions at the top of the hour. So we truly appreciate you. And King Wayne, you have any final things on gun control, deadbeat dads, Christianity, this terrible system, what?
Make sure
what?
You got a gun. Make sure if you got a gun, you make sure that you know how to possess it. You use it, keep it safe, keep it out of kids' way. They can't get to it. Everything else, for these deadbeat dads, y'all can step up. Y'all can mentor your kids and stop trying to probably mentor other people's kids. Mentor yours first. Be a father. Stop making all these kids if you can't handle all these kids. You can definitely cop my book at www.kingwayne28.com. Book is titled Raised by the System, Nowhere to Run. Autobiography. Check it out. That's the ghetto
check
too.
Check it out. Purchase the book. He's a father.
But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it.